the vector equilibrium, what your chart looks like in 3D, the geometry beneath every reading. Field note, Narna 3, July 2026. Every astrological chart you've ever seen is flat, a circle divided into 12 houses, planets placed around the rim. It is essentially a pie chart. The scalar flower chart is different. It is a 3D structure, and the geometry at its core has a name, the vector equilibrium. See the vector equilibrium. Click to open the example chart and toggle the flower layer. What is the vector equilibrium? In sacred geometry, the vector equilibrium, VE, is the shape where every point is equidistant from every other point. It is the only polyhedron where all edges are the same length and all angles are the same. It is geometrically perfect balance. It is also the foundation of the flower of life, the pattern created by overlapping circles that has appeared in temples across Egypt, India, and Europe for millennia. Real, the vector equilibrium is a well-defined mathematical structure. It has 12 vertices, 24 edges, and 8 triangular faces. It is the dual of the cube octahedron. These are facts of geometry, not claims. Why it matters for astrology. In the scalar flower, each planet is treated as a wave source, a point that radiates energy outward. The planet's position in the zodiac determines the direction of that radiation. The planet's nature determines the frequency. When you place 12 wave sources around a sphere, one for each planet, their waves interfere. The pattern of interference creates the field of the chart. The vector equilibrium is the zero point of that field and the reference geometry from which all wave amplitudes are measured. It is the flat line against which the field's curvature is read. Think of it this way. In a flat chart, you're looking at a shadow. In the scalar flower, you're looking at the three-dimensional structure that casts the shadow, and the vector equilibrium is the frame that holds it, what you'll see in the chart. When you open the scalar flower viewer and enable the flower layer, you're seeing the vector equilibrium rendered as a golden wireframe, the skeleton of the geometry. Around it, colored spheres represent the planets. Lines connect each planet to the center. The space between the lines is the field, and the field's shape is what the reading interprets. Arch, the structural inference. Treating planets as wave sources and computing their interference pattern produces a field structure. That structure can be measured, the hub, how concentrated the field is, characterized, the winding, how the tones wrap the sphere, and read, the chorus, which voices reinforce and which cancel. The vector equilibrium provides the invariant reference frame, interp. What does it mean geometrically that your chart has a vector equilibrium at its core? It means there is a place in your field that is perfectly balanced, a point of potential stillness amid the planetary noise. The reading describes what surrounds that point, the push and pull of the waves, the places where they reinforce into nodes of power, the places where they cancel into silence. See it yourself. The best way to understand is to see. Open the example chart, rotate it in 3D, and toggle the layers. Flower, the vector equilibrium wireframe. Sphere, the celestial sphere with the ecliptic. Planets, the wave sources. Field, the interference pattern. Verify it yourself. The vector equilibrium is a known sacred geometry form, documented in Buckminster Fuller's work and in the geometry of the flower of life. The scalar flower implements it as the reference geometry for field computation. You can see the wireframe directly by opening the example chart and enabling the flower layer. Scalar flower,